on your own with Annie.
Okay. Annie, hi.
Hey there, how are
you? Good. Thank you so much for doing a little overtime. I really appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Sure.
And I really enjoyed the work you did on 24. It was really such a fun character, and I thought you did her so well. I have to ask, were you at all surprised that 24 is known for some extreme plot turns? Were you surprised at all at the extremity of Renee's transformation this season 8?
I mean, it was actually just a phone call from Howard where I first sort of heard what he wanted, the direction he sort of wanted to take her in for season 8.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I was surprised a little bit just because, I mean, I knew even from where she started episode 1 of season 7 to where she went by episode 24 of season 7, it was very different. You know, she went through this incredible, she had an incredible arc in one season.
Right.
That was very cool. So I knew it was going to be somewhere starting on the dark path. I didn't quite know how dark it was going to be, you know. And then once I read my first script, where the first night of shooting I was cutting off a thumb, I was like, wow, okay, they're really going there. But, you know, not too surprised. But,
okay, so you knew it would get... I think those were... I think maybe it was those first two episodes of this season where maybe...
Yeah.
Those are two of the most violent incidents I've seen on 24 that were just jaw-dropping.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, first with the cutting
the
sure.
man. I mean, and stabbing at the eye. Yeah, all of that. I mean, you know, it was definitely a challenge to sort of try to keep it somewhat real and, you know, like she was the same person as the person in season 7. So, you know, it was a challenge, but it was definitely fun to try to make it work. And when I got when I saw the thumb moment, it reminded me very much of when Jack says, "I'm going to need a hacksaw."
Oh.
So I was like, "Ooh, I get one of those moments. Cool."
As far as the violence of that, and when you talk about the, is it the same character? Do you ever have those moments with either the writers or Howard or whatever, where you're saying, where you argue with them about what the character would or wouldn't do, or
right? You know, I sort of chose to kind of be. I mean, a lot of people. There's a lot of, you know, actors do things in different ways, and you know, I sort of noticed in season 7 on my time there that a lot of people, after they get scripts, they go up to the, you know, to the writer's room and sort of make their case and sort of, you know, all that stuff. And for whatever reason, that sort of just didn't, I didn't sort of fall into that path. I kind of just let the scripts come in and, you know, tried to do my best. But I really wasn't up there bugging them about a lot of things. So I'd sort of already established that was kind of my relationship with them. You know, on that first day, because my first day back shooting season 8 was that scene, the thumb scene.
Uh-huh.
And I remember very much feeling like, and I remember texting John Cassar, who was not, you know, who isn't on the show this season, you know, a director producer who was very instrumental in me, you know, in them casting me as Renee. And mm-hmm. you know, I you know, got very close with him, and you know, always felt like I was in really good hands with him. So I remember texting him being like, God, I wish you were here to help me find this, you know, because at first it was the first stuff I was shooting, and one, she was undercover, you know, so there was that aspect to it, and two, she had so much other stuff going on. So I didn't necessarily, you know, go to Howard and fight any of this stuff saying this won't work, but I did find it challenging.
Yeah.
And you know, I was definitely happy when I felt that I finally sort of found it, you know.
So you figured it was just, this is what it is, and it's just my job as an actor to figure it out, basically.
Yeah, I mean, it almost becomes sort of a, I mean, in the same regard, if it was something that really, truly, I was like, this will never fly, this is never going to work, or
right.
if I was having such a hard time, if I was having such a hard time that I couldn't make it work for myself, then I probably would have been like, I don't know how to do this. This obviously is just not realistic for her, or something like that. But I think because I was able to sort of, in my mind, you know, justify and figure it out, that it took a good turn from there.
Is that something that John Cassar would have helped you with, his directing tips about what you could do as an actor? When you said,
I mean, I think that's what I felt in that moment. Like,
yeah.
I always felt very safe in his. I mean, and I felt safe in the other director's company as well. But for whatever reason, I remember sending him a message, being like, "Wow, this is kind of hard. Like, I wish you were here to help." And,
uh-huh.
You know, he was definitely like, you know, trust. Just, I know I'm completely, you know, confident that you'll find it and figure it out, and it's going to be awesome. You know, but, you know, just one of those little.
Was it, can you recall something specifically where he's helped you in the past? I'm wondering if there was some little tip he gave you in past show episodes or anything where things you might have had trouble with, or you weren't quite sure how it was supposed to go, and he said, try this, or whatever.
You know, I remember in episode 24 of season 7, where Renee is finally sort of, she's deciding what to do about Wilson, who's in the room, and I'm out in the other room with Janice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember that. It was like Renee's very, very last scene,
right,
of 24, of episode 24. I mean, I wasn't necessarily having problems with it, but sometimes when a director comes up and they just say one little thing and you're like, oh, that's perfect, you know, like, I remember him being like, okay, at this moment, I think it was the moment where she sort of sets down her badge and takes off her jacket. And, you know, he said something to the effect of, like, at this point, the thing that's going to be eerie about it is that you're just, by the look on her face, you're just going to be able to tell that she's made the decision. Now she knows exactly what she's doing. She's just at peace with it,
yeah,
as far as going in the room to Wilson, as opposed to still being, because the first part of the scene I was being somewhat tortured about it, trying to figure out what the right call was.
Right.
And I remember when I watched it, I was like, yeah, that's really good. Like, sometimes you just have those things where you're like, oh, that's a good idea. Why didn't I have that? You know?
Uh-huh. So, in other words, his idea about how to play that or what you should be focusing on.
Yeah, I mean, it was just one little... I mean, I was basically doing that, but, you know, sometimes it's just one little thing,
yeah,
that, you know, maybe from this point on, she's accepting it now, and that's what's kind of eerie, is you can see it in her face that she... Now the emotion's gone from her face.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
Well, I really appreciate the time. I know you're... How many months pregnant are you? I'm sorry?
Just a little over 5 months.
Oh, wow. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have some other kind of work ahead of you, I guess. I know. Do you have other acting lined up at this point that you can talk about? Or anything going in production?
No, it's a little hard to... You know, I'm taking a few months off to have the baby, and then I'll... But, you know, I... really, really love to work, so I'm sure I'll be back out there pretty quickly trying to see what's next.
Is there anything coming out that I should be aware of that you might have done already?
I did a small independent film called Below the Beltway that I shot in between season 7 and season 8 that I think is actually about to debut at a couple festivals.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Newport Beach Film Festival or something, I'm not sure, but I think that's just about to sort of start the festival circuit, so...
Okay.
And there's a couple other X-24 alums in that. Sarah Clark played Nina Myers, and Xander Berkeley, who played George Mason, are both in the film as well, so that's
Cool. Well, I will look for that. Well, thank you for taking this extra time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, and good luck with the baby and with everything else.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye.